Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
How are you?
Hey guys,
what's going on?
Happy November, y'all.
Yeah,
yes, November. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, I didn't know that. Happy birthday.
Happy Thank 37th you. Birthday.
You, the shade that is being thrown right now.
It'll happen someday. No, it'll be like 32 or 31 or something. What?
I'll be 33.
33.
Yes.
All right. 33 was a good age for me, so I hope it'll be as good of an age for you as it was for me.
Good How was 32?
32 was great, too. 30s were great.
I didn't mean you.
No, 32 was good. It was good. Was I mean, most people don't even think that I'm...
the age you are.
Yes, they thought I was... Most people think I'm like 25.
That's because black don't crack.
Okay. I'm like, thank That's you, weird. But no, I'm not even in my 20s anymore.
Most people think I'm like 29, so...
Oh, my God. Really?
I think it's the beard. You're so mature.
It's
That's
the beard.
What I
mean. It's the beard. It's the beard.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take it. It's just there to hide my double chin.
Oh, well, it works lovely. Works great. Does it stop? So welcome, everybody. First time listening to the Gay XYZ show. Thank you for listening to the show. There's Jason and Christian and myself, Donovan, and we are here, 40-year-olds, a 40-something, a 30-something, and a 20-something, and we're all here to talk about our views on whatever, typically gay stuff. So thanks for listening. If you want to find out more about us, you can go to gayxyz.com. You can go to iTunes also and download us there if you're interested in listening to us there as well. So, well, since we played that song Hello by Adele, which I think is beautiful, and I love Adele. I know she's very, like, you know, old person music, but I still love her.
She's not old person music. Everyone listens to Adele.
Well, I mean, love Adele.
I don't know how you couldn't.
When the I've already pre-ordered the album.
Oh, me too. I love her. And have you, by the way, speaking of Adele, I've had her album since 19, before she was really like big. 19, yeah. 21, I think it was 21, mm-hmm. and 25. And it's just interesting to see her evolution from when she was 19 to now, both physically and musically and lyrically. She's just really an incredible woman. I love her to death. But anyway, speaking of that, that song's sort of about someone who kind of got away from her and she kind of still loves and she's trying to contact again, essentially. And so have you ever, or do you still feel that way about someone from your past, the two of you, since you're not married and you're single? And I'm just curious if you have someone like that.
No. Not for me. Strong decline.
Gotcha. So for you, it's just like, you're done, you're done.
Yeah, I, you know, it's called a breakup because it's broken. You know, I don't really believe in, like, second tries at a relationship. Now, don't get me wrong, I believe in second chances while you're in a relationship. You know, we've talked about that before, you know, working through relationships when it's time to pack it up and leave, and when it's time to work through it. But I've not been the best at choosing men the last 7 years of my life. So, you know, the next seven.
So the last seven, so since you were 15.
Yeah, which is...
So essentially the entire career of your life. Dating life.
My dating life, which is essentially the entire career of my life, my being.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Well,
but I mean, if you would have asked me this a couple years ago, I would have been like, every boy I dated in high school. But now that I've actually been through some shit, I just... No.
Well, I think that's a very mature attitude and a very wise one. So that's good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Donovan.
Yeah. What about you, Jason?
I have to agree with Christian. No, there's still second chances for me. They're an ex for a reason.
That's so true. It is so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, neither one of you have ever gone back with an ex and gotten back together with them or just slept with them or just gone on a date with them or whatever?
No, N-O-P-E, because this is the thing. Oh, it's really hard for me because I can't do the friends after a breakup thing. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be a part of it. Like, I don't want to, like, I just makes my stomach turn. I don't like it. So I couldn't even imagine touching somebody after I broke up with them.
Right.
Well, for me, that's a different story. Now, I've broken up with someone and then I fucked them.
That's what I'm talking
after
about.
After the fact, but we didn't get back together. We didn't we're like a couple again.
Well, I don't necessarily
mean. It was just a quick fuck and then we went our separate ways.
I don't necessarily mean that you have to have gotten back together and dating and you know, or married or something. I just mean got back together with them in some
Well, it would be hard for me to sleep with them if I wouldn't even
Well, yeah.
talk to
touch them.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of like, I'm like a really shitty like ex-boyfriend. Like, I'm the worst ex-boyfriend you ever want to have, because I will literally, I won't blast your ass on social media, but I'll sub you on social media. Like, I'll definitely, to an extent, like, you know, let the people know what it was, what's right and what's wrong. And even if I'm the, like, in my last relationship where, with my ex of 5 years, I broke up with him, and I still highly dislike him. So.
Well, that's my that's the other part of it. I think for me,
5 years ago, you said
5 years.
We were together for 4 years.
Together, yeah.
Oh, how long has it been since you guys are broken up though?
Like 8 or 9 months, 10 months, maybe. I don't know. I lost track.
Oh, okay.
I actually in my past have I have made the mistake of doing that and going back with someone one time, and we didn't go back together and get back together. We just had sex or whatever, And after we had sex, I was like, yeah, now I remember why I don't like you.
Now you remember why we had so many issues.
Yeah, I was
right?
Like, you're a selfish lover, and you're not that all that anyway. So I'm like, bye-bye. And so it was it. So now for me, for the most part, it's to me, once I've broken up with someone or they've broken up with me, you just kind of need not to exist anymore. You're just sort of dead to me.
Yeah.
And that's how I look
exactly.
at it.
And,
but
exactly.
I haven't, I have one exception, and there was a guy I was with for 3 years. And we have remained best friends ever since then. And so it is possible to do that. And he and I are very good friends, and we've remained friends for 15 years now. So so even though I broke up with him, and even though we did not work out that way, we were able to remain friends, and he's really a really great friend. That's all we are. That's all we'll ever be. And he's cool with that. I'm cool with that. And that's the way it works. But basically, we're like brothers. So that it can happen and it can work, but you have to be, both of you have to be mature enough to do it. And also, I think
yeah.
it has to be, it's dependent upon the reason you broke up in the first place. Like mm-hmm. if someone cheated on someone or hit someone, you know what I mean? Those are kind of reasons yeah. not to. But if you just broke up because you're not compatible, that's a different story.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. But
it's going to take a long time for me to get there, but maybe one day.
You're only 22.
It'll yeah, be fun. Exactly. Which I'm almost 23, you guys.
When is your birthday?
I'm getting grown up December 7th, a day that will live in infamy.
December 7th. Wow. That yeah, that's D-Day, right? Or something?
Yep.
Yeah. I thought so. Yeah, December 7th. Okay, cool. Cool. Well, congratulations to both of you for making it to 33 and to 24.
Yeah, I'll be 23. So, yeah.
Yeah. So 10 years apart.
But like, so when you do that, like when you get, like you stay friends with your ex or whatever, like how do you get over the part of like them having another boyfriend, and like if you're best friends, like you guys are like,
well, that's it, just it
out, like that's kind of weird, don't
no,
you
that's
think?
Just it. This is the only reason that why this specific person and I were able to remain friends, because you know, being together, one of the reasons I broke up with him is because being together was just not sexually, was not right for me. We're not compatible sexually. And so for me, it was just, we were more like friends anyway. So,
yeah.
So it wasn't hard to transition to that. So seeing him with someone else or whatever is not a problem for me or for him, I don't think. But, yeah. Well, he's not for him because he's, you know, he's been at my wedding and he's my best friend at my wedding and everything else. So, yeah, I think it depends on why you break up. That's what I was trying to say. And so for me, yeah. it wouldn't be. But if I was with someone like, for example, my current husband or something, and we broke up, I could not deal with seeing him with someone else or whatever.
No. Yeah, you'd want to like slash both of their throats.
No, I'm not like that. But I'm really not.
Wow.
I really am not that. I'm not vindictive, but I am. I would just like not want to, like I said earlier, to me, you no longer exist. You're dead to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you, know that you exist. I don't want to see your Facebook page. I don't want to see shit. So that's how I would be.
Same, dead to me.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I just, you know, I'll keep you in my prayers.
But I have to do that to protect my heart because I'm sensitive, not because I'm
same. Yeah. I think that's it for me too, honestly. Yeah. But you
I think
know,
Jason would be a cold bitch though. Jason would be a cold bitch. Wouldn't you, Jason?
Yeah, I'm pretty much the one, once it's over, especially if you've done me wrong.
Well, yeah.
I'm just like, fuck you and your mama too. I take that.
Yeah. Well, then you should be that way. But I mean, like, what if it was somebody that you, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Just when I was in my 20s, though, God, I was a fucking idiot. I mean, congratulations to you, Christian, for, I don't know how you are because I don't know about your relationship stuff really that much. But, I mean, congratulations if you're actually able to be mature. Because when I was your age, I was like, my world's over and bullshit like that. And when someone.
Well, I was like that in my 20s, too. Yeah. I mean, I dated a guy and we broke up and I just thought the world was over.
I, yeah.
But
exactly.
Now I'm just like, eh.
Exactly. And that's because as you get older, I think you realize that in my 20s, I thought the end all be all of living in life was love and finding love and blah, blah, blah. And I realized as you get older that love does not solve your problems any more than anything else does. And it doesn't fulfill you 100%. Of course, it fulfills you, but it doesn't make everything better. So you have to realize that love is not everything. Really, it's all about you.
Yeah, I 100% agree, because at the time when I met my ex, I thought, you know, I wanted to be in like – and again, I was 19, so an infant. I was like, I want to be, you know, in a serious relationship and, you know, just settle down and blah, blah, blah. But then as I became my own being and just, you know, started following my dreams and living out my passions and being ambitious – you know, suddenly, you know, like you said, other things need to fulfill you. And unfortunately, not everybody is super supportive of that. And, you know, things happen.
Well, yeah, that's just part of growing up. And that's one of the problems with relationships is that people always think, you know, they're going to stay the same. And the only way you can stay in a relationship long term, in my opinion, in my experience, is by realizing that the two of you come together as the people you are then, but the two of you will grow and change as you age, because that's what that's what evolving as a human being is about. And so you can either change together, grow together, or grow apart. And you either grow apart or you go together. So in your case, it sounds like you grew apart, and that's okay. That happens. Wow. Yeah. So Jason, what was your longest relationship?
My longest relationship was almost 2 years.
Okay, that's not bad for 32.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And yours, it was about 2 years.
And yours was 5 years, and mine, this is the longest.
Four.
This is the longest I've been in, is eight. So.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, cool. So you guys are, you've got your heads on. That's good. Good for you.
Yeah. And then that asshole left me for another dude.
Oh, well, at least it wasn't a woman.
Please. No, for real. I actually dated a guy earlier this year that his ex broke up with him for a girl.
Ew.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it didn't work out.
You think?
Well, that happens all the time. I mean, it's vice versa now in this day and age.
It's so true. I think, you know, your little generation there, y'all, specifically Christian's generation, the millennials and shit like that, they are just like, oh, whatever. Most of them, not all of them. They're like, you know, man, woman, you know, he, she, whatever. I don't care. You know, it's just, which is cool. I think that's awesome. But I think sexuality is typically more defined than that. But it seems like in this young people just don't really care so much. So are you guys like
that? That is true.
You guys are both of you guys gay?
I'm gay 100% all the way. Gold star gay.
I'm a gold star gay too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Although Jason, this woman you were laying on the sofa with this weekend on the...
I did see that. Was that a current photo or an old photo?
That's an older photo. Oh, okay. It's probably about, I don't know, about a year old.
Oh, what's not that old? Well, she was cute. So are you like dating her now or something?
I said you got joked. No, she's just a friend that I've known for quite some time.
Well, she was lovely. I liked her. She's pretty. Okay, so how was your Halloween, by the way, before we move on? What did y'all do?
I sat around and watched The Purge Anarchy, and people was like, you're not going out to a party? I'm like, no. First of all, I don't have anything to wear. then second of all, the weather was, well, for the people that don't live in Dallas, the weather was kind of yucky all this weekend. It rained the entire weekend.
It's very Halloween-esque, though.
Yeah.
Fog
so it was very foggy and rainy and misty and dreary and depressing. And
yes.
It matched everything for Halloween, but I just didn't want to go out in it. So I just stayed at home and watched the movie.
What about you, Christian?
I, on actual Halloween night, you know, I went to the club, twerked it out a little bit, worked it out a little bit.
Wait, which
and
club?
Took
which,
my
club?
Happy ass home.
Which club? Which club?
I don't want to say.
Why? Was no, it on the strip?
Hold on, wait. No, let me think. Christian would probably go to...
No, it wasn't my choice. And not... Okay, that sounds bad. But, like, it wasn't my night to pick.
Okay, so
normally this
isn't
my spot, but this place is not bad. It's just normally
okay. So
let me think.
Okay, so you say you have to go somewhere to twerk it out. The only place I can think of where you could twerk it out would probably be
S4.
No, not S4.
The Brick.
No, not the Brick.
Moby Dick.
fuck. What's the name of the place on the Strip?
JR's.
You're killing our time.
Fuck, I can't think
Roundup.
No.
Sue Ellen's.
Forget it. No, no. Sue Ellen's. No.
Baloney. No, we went to Havana's, which is like,
yes, that's what I'm about to say, Havana. Yeah, when he said twerk it out, I was like, yep, that's the place to go.
Yeah, it's like a hip hop Latin Mexican club.
It sure is.
That and Caliente.
Caliente. Yeah,
but this night, it was just normal night. Just normal twerk it out and work it out night.
Well, that's fun.
I was Karl Lagerfeld. I was going to enter the costume contest until the person in front of me was like butt naked and had like a really nice body. And I was like, oh, never mind. But he didn't win. Actually, Madea won, believe it or not. All so right. I was like,
good for Madea. I love Madea.
Yeah. I was happy for the people that voted for Madea for not being shallow.
Speaking of costumes, did y'all see Christian Siriano's costume? I don't know if you know who he is.
No. What was he?
He and his boyfriend went as Picasso paintings. And I am telling you, you have to look this up when the show is over. If you're listening to the show, look this up. Christian Siriano and his boyfriend, Picasso paintings. This was the most fucking amazing costume you've ever seen in your life. It sounds boring, but oh my God, they look like fucking walking animated characters. I mean, even in pictures, it just freaked me out. Anyway, look at it. It was really cool. But as for me, all we did, because I'm old, we went to the movies and out to dinner. And that's all we did.
So did you get trick-or-treaters? Did you give them the jackpot or what?
We didn't even wait for trick-or-treaters. It was like 7 o'clock when we left the house. So I don't even know if they came or whatever, but whatever.
What'd you go see at the movies?
Burnt with my one of my Hollywood crushes, Bradley Cooper. It's nothing exciting for you guys, but it was for me.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Because I think he's cute and lovely. Anyway, okay, so.
So while we're on the subject of Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's my thing.
Oh, goodness.
Every year, people want to dress up in interesting costumes.
Usually and, slutty, you know, ones.
All that good stuff. Yeah, normally, I saw a lot of slutty-ass girls this weekend. Everybody wanted to be a sexy cop. I'm like, that is so cliche. But anyway.
I hate cliche costumes.
I mean, it was like 7 girls all dressed up as like sexy police officers, sexy maids, sexy. I'm like, nurse. This is so, like, do something different. Like, that's so cliche. So, booty, y'all. Anyway. So every year we have these people to come out with costumes, whether they're interesting or everything. Here's my issue. Why is it that every year someone wants to go out and dress up in blackface, even though they know it's going to cause controversy and ruffle feathers, and they do it anyway? I guess they just do it for the attention. But I'm just like, why are people so obsessed with blackface on Halloween?
Well, you know, everybody wants to be black. They just don't want to admit it.
You know what? I believe that. I actually told a friend of mine. I was just like, why are certain white people just so obsessed with being black?
There are some white people who I really do believe, you know, they're wiggers or whatever you want to call them. You know, who really, oh, what the fuck? Somebody's got feedback. Oh, my God.
What is going on?
Okay, hello. Anyway, there are some white people who are just so obsessed with being black themselves or want to be or they act like or they culturally want to be black. Like that freaking Rachel Dowazod chick or whatever, right? And they just want to be black. And so they think it's okay because, oh, I'm cool. I'm down, whatever they say or whatever. It's like trying to be all black talk or whatever they try to call it. And it's ridiculous, you know. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing for anyone to wear blackface for whatever reason.
And then people always say, oh, my God, that's the coolest outfit ever. And I'm like, do you not see that this motherfucker is in blackface? And they think it's just the coolest thing ever. Okay, for example, Nick Kroll, whatever his name is, he's with the country group Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, yeah.
So they did an interview with him, and they were talking about how...
Whoa, feedback. Somebody... Christian? Okay, it was Christian. Go ahead.
Okay. So Nick Kroll, he's with the country group Florida Georgia Line. He did an interview with some magazine. I believe it was some news magazine or something. Not news magazine, but some magazine. I can't remember who it was.
Okay.
And back in college, which was about 7 or 8 years ago for him, they said, you know, what did he dress up as or whatever the case may be. He said he dressed up as Flavor Flav.
Oh, my God.
He was like, yeah, I had the chains. I had the blackface. The clock. No one knew who I was since I was in blackface. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, now I'm like, if I would have been in the interview, I would like, I'm going to take off and run with this story. Because I'm thinking to myself, why would you want to dress up in blackface and
People don't
just
have
this
any
flavor. I'm like, I had to grill, and I'm like, oh my
people
God.
Are just fucking stupid. They're ignorant. That's what it is. That's all it is. Ignorance. Like the people, like you were talking about, Oklahoma, the mayor apologizing for
yes.
dressing up as the. You want to talk about that?
Yes. So the mayor of Lahoma, Oklahoma,
right,
which is Christian's neck of the woods. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'm not gonna claim. I'm not gonna claim it.
So the mayor of Lahoma, Oklahoma, is apologizing to its residents and other people because her husband went out dressed as a KKK member for Halloween. Robe and all. I'm like,
not only did he go out dressed as a KKK member, but he lit a cross on fire in his front
yes.
yard.
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, not only
was it part of a Halloween prank, I'm like,
not only was it bad enough that he put a fucking KKK outfit on, as he said, in honor of Halloween, but he also burned a fucking cross in his front yard. Now, to me, it sounded like this is just an excuse for him to come out and say he's not really for the KKK, but he really is, or really thinks this way. Obviously, no one within right mind who's not a racist would do that. I'm sorry. Do you
right.
think... Do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of like when the gay boys want to be drag queens, but they're only drag queens on Halloween.
Yes, yes.
It's like this, but the KKK.
Well, something like that.
It's like make better decisions when you're doing your things for Halloween. I understand people want to dress up as interesting things, but you don't want to just to the point where it's like poor judgment. People looking at you all crazy and. I just don't get it. I'm like, why would you want to dress up as a KKK member and then light a cross?
Yes. I mean, it's just foolishness and ignorance. That's all it is. The same with the blackface thing. It's just
see.
And my thing is also, I don't mean to cut you off, Christian, but also my thing is that for her husband to do this, the mayor's name is Teresa Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
It also kind of reflects her to a certain extent. I'm sorry. I just feel like if your husband goes out and does this kind of thing, I know you apologize, but he supposedly had these tendencies, quote unquote, mm-hmm. or that type of thing, I feel like it falls back on her as well. Because I'm thinking, not saying that she's like that, but you had to have some kind of indication that you knew that
your husband's a racist.
Yes. She knew that cross was going in the yard.
I mean, how should she not know? Come on.
She knew.
Exactly. So that's why I say she apologized, but I'm not taking her apology too seriously because I'm like, bitch. You did like your husband did this shit, and then you did it in the yard, and then you trying to apologize, bitch. Please.
Well, I could care. I could really care less. I mean, I understand this is a big story, and I see why, especially since he's a mayor. But I could care less about some fucking mayor in Lahoma, Oklahoma, apologizing for me or his wife or whatever. I mean, I'm sorry, Krista. I know you're from Oklahoma, but Oklahoma is one place that I think is far worse than Texas in terms of racism and things like that. It's just a horribly racist state in my experience. So I don't know. I just think that people in Oklahoma generally they think that way. And so, I think also when you think the mayor...
Here comes the hate mail.
Also, well, I don't care. The mayor, when you
I'm
say the
sure
mayor...
I'm sure nobody in Lahoma, Oklahoma listens to our show.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. Exactly. Exactly. But people in Oklahoma, if he's the mayor, he must represent more than just his own sentiment about this issue, in my opinion. So, anyway.
See, but hold on really quick.
Yeah.
What I don't understand that people get really upset about, and I do understand to one extent, but then another extent, I don't. The people that get really upset about, like, cultural costumes, like geisha or Native American, like, that was a really hot topic this year, and... You know, I think there's a right way to do it. Like, more so. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No,
like, I need to be explained.
Thinking about Bill Maher.
Because I would love to dress up as a geisha,
no,
but if
I was
going to, like, get hate mail for it.
I was thinking about Bill Maher this weekend. He talked about this exact topic and said almost the same thing you said, but he said, he's like, you know, people who dress up like geishas, he's like, who the fuck are you going to offend, the 12 geishas in Kyoto? You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck? I mean,
and that's like an ancient art form, a theater. That's a theater art form.
It's kabuki. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, like...
Yes, it is a beautiful thing. And I also think that that's the thing, and that there's a distinction. I do agree with you that there's a distinction between people who are actually doing it because in kind of a tasteless way and people who are doing it in an honorable way. But I don't know. That's a good question. Where do you draw the line? Is it okay to do – if it's okay not to do black – it's not okay to do blackface, I mean. Then why is it okay to do a geisha or a Native American or whatever with red makeup or something like that?
I'm not a big fan of, like, sexy Native American. That's not ever one of my favorite costumes. But people continue to be Native Americans, but this year that was a big one.
The reason I feel like it's offensive to do blackface, but it's not offensive to do others, because when people – this is my personal opinion, but I feel like when people do blackface, they do it to intentionally make themselves look stupid, which ultimately kind of falls back on black people, because whenever I see someone do blackface, they go all out and try to make that character look as dumb as possible, and it's like – when you do something like that, like Flavor Flav, for example, like, why would you want to dress up as Flavor Flav out of all characters you could dress up as, okay? And it's like, and then to go all out with the costume and everything, and then, you know, trying to talk with the slang.
But you do don't you think, though, that it's not always, I mean, I do think that sometimes it's, they have the wrong intentions or whatever, and sometimes it's really racist or whatever, intentionally. However, other times I think it's just ignorance. And other times I think that people honorably really do really identify with a culture or race or whatever, and they're just trying to be that for Halloween because they actually do like or care about that culture. Doesn't make it necessarily okay, but I'm just saying that I think there's three different situations where people may do blackface or do...
Well, this Nick Kroll guy, I'm pretty sure he...
Well, no, he's a country guy. I'm sure
he can't... Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has zero black friends. I know, exactly. So he can't sit there and tell me that, you know, oh, I'm doing it because I respect the African-American... No, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't. You're trying to make us look dumb and stupid. That's what you're trying to do.
Speaking of dumb and stupid, you had said something about Yusuf Mack, the boxer, and gay porn. I saw this article.
Yeah, so there's a boxer named Yusuf Mack, is a boxer. He's just a boxer. I don't know much about him. I actually had never heard of him until recently. Supposedly, back in the day, he's from Philadelphia. Back in the day, he did a gay porn. Mm-hmm. I guess whenever this happened.
That's just coming out. Yeah, it's just coming out.
Yeah. He did a gay porn, and then when somehow it surfaced and, you know, became national news, and then when it came out in the media, he tried to deny and say that that wasn't him, and then I guess after all the pressure, he finally broke and was like, okay, it really was me. I was really hard up for money, and, you know, I really did at the time because I really needed money and all that kind of stuff. Now he's coming out saying he's bisexual. I don't buy the whole thing. Like,
originally he said that he was drugged.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was under the impression he was doing a normal porn. He was drugged, took some pill and some vodka, which I don't know about you guys, but I don't take any pills. I don't know. And next thing he knows, he woke up on the train with $4,500 in his wallet and couldn't remember what happened.
And a sore buckle. No, I'm kidding. Mm. I think, well, you know, I mean, you know, Jason, and I said this before, and I'm sure you, I don't know if you agree, but you probably do, that he's black, right? He's a black guy, right?
Right.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's two, it's two, him and two other black guys.
Yeah. I saw that picture. I couldn't remember. But anyway, in the black culture, it's like so taboo to be gay. And so he's a rapper, right? I know he's a boxer. And so, you know, in the boxing community, it's taboo to be gay, really taboo, and in any kind of sport or professional kind. And so he was just covering his ass like a lot of guys do, trying to say, oh, I'm not really gay. Something made me do it or whatever. And now at least he came out and said he's bisexual, which is a step in the right direction. He's probably gay, but I mean,
that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, he's probably gay. I don't think he's bisexual. I think he's doing it to kind of soften the blow, as I call it.
But also that makes it for him, that's what I'm saying, for him and his family, his friends, whatever, it makes it, like you just said, it softens a blow, makes it a little more palpable for them to accept him being bisexual. And then later on, he can say, no, really, I'm gay, you know, someday.
Yeah, from the news articles I saw and the screen caps, he looked pretty comfortable.
Yeah, he did.
Right, exactly. He looked pretty fucking comfortable to me. Or either they gave you one hell of a pill. So this whole thing about him saying that he wasn't aware that was going on, I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either.
Now let's talk about the student that was dragged out of her chair and thrown across the room. That was horrible.
Now, and if you have not heard of this story, you had to be living under a rock for the past week. There is a student who attended Spring Valley High School in Columbia, South Carolina. I guess another student nearby recorded something on their cell phone or recorded the video on their cell phone. Supposedly the girl, I don't think they released the girl's name, I don't believe, but, The girl was in class. She was on her phone. The teacher told her to put her phone away, and she didn't. So they brought in like this school officer. I'm assuming is what he is at the time. And when they brought the school officer in, he seemed like in the video he asked her to do something or stand up or do something like that, or give her the cell phone or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she didn't. Now, it wasn't like she was fighting him. She was just sitting in her seat, and she was like, no, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, out the blue.
0 to 100.
It was real quick, okay? Mm-hmm. It was like he picks her up, tosses the desk over, yanks her at the desk. The desk flips over. And all kinds of stuff. And I'm just like...
He body slammed her essentially across the room.
Exactly. She had rug burns on her forehead.
Yes. Yes. I mean, and it's hard to explain how violent it looked unless you see the video. But it was abhorrent what he did. And but did you read also, or I read something or saw it on The View or something, where they said that she was having a lot of problems at home, blah, blah, blah. Now,
yeah, her grandmother had recently passed away.
Yeah,
she was
like an orphan, exactly. And so she was having issues. I'm not saying it's an excuse for her to act out. But I do think that there's no excuse for this man to treat anyone, especially a kid, the way he did. He could have literally killed her.
All over that. All over a cell phone. I'm like, you body slam this girl, grab her by her neck,
right?
Body slam her, and everything over a cell phone. It's like, the sad thing about this whole situation is that if you watch the video. So this is the first thing that I noticed. It seems like the students really didn't jump up and do anything, which indicates that this officer has probably done this before.
Or they're scared shitless of him.
Scared of him or something, because I think I heard someone in the background say, oh, my God, and that was it. But none of the students moved. And here's my other thing. And it's also a big embarrassment because they did this in front of her teacher, in front of other classmates. And I'm thinking to myself, how come you didn't like tell everybody to go in the hallway and then have them
think that they knew that it was going to be escalated, that he was going to escalate it from give me your phone to throwing her across the room. I don't think they knew that was going to happen. So they probably just thought he was going to go in there and she was going to listen to him. And finally, because apparently she'd been told 2 or 3 times by previous people, by both a teacher and then by an official like a principal or something at the school. And then they pulled in the security guard and did this. And so I don't think they knew, they couldn't have known that this was going to happen. So that's why they didn't empty the room or whatever. What I was trying to say is earlier is like, you know, I'm sure maybe you guys remember when you were in high school. I certainly do. Of course, I'm still this way today. But I have some days I just don't give a shit. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you say. I've never been a very big fan of authority anyway. But when I was in high school, there were days like that. I just didn't give a fuck. And somebody could say something to me or whatever. It was just a wrong day. So I'm saying maybe this girl's grandma's died or whatever happened to her. And she's sad. She's depressed. She's like, don't give a fuck mood. And she's like, I'm not doing the fuck thing you say to me. And so she just defies the guy. And that's okay that she's in a bad mood, but she still should have done what she said. But
exactly.
Was that a reason for him to do this? No, that was excessive force.
And there are people who support this police officer.
Of course they do. Part of it's because wasn't she black?
Yeah. And then someone had the nerve to put on hashtag criminal lives matter. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, how is she a criminal for sitting in your seat?
She's a fucking kid. Exactly.
Somebody put on the very first comment, I swear to God, said hashtag obviously criminal life. Obviously hashtag criminal lives matter.
Is it a crime not to give up your cell phone in school? I'm sorry. I don't think so.
Well, if you're not listening to the police. Then
fuck the police.
But okay, this is my thing. Because I had cell phones in high school.
Because you're young.
And what'd you say?
Because you're so young.
Right. I had a sidekick and I was obsessed with it. I had internet on there. I had MySpace. I had YouTube. It was a problem. So I went through the same thing this girl went through as far as like not wanting to give up my cell phone. And I used to be on that sucker. My mom used to travel a lot for work. And at my school, when I was growing up, if you got caught in your phone, they'd take your phone, they would rip it out of your hands, and then your parent would have to come pick it up after school.
Yeah.
That's the only way you get your phone. Well, my mom traveled a lot, so she was not in town this week to come get my phone. I needed my phone in order to get rides to get to and from school. So this teacher had taken my phone, and I was like, after class, I said, listen, I understand, like, I apologize, but my mom's out of town, like, I'm staying, like, I'm just by myself, like, there's nobody that can come get my phone.
Yeah.
And she said, sounds like a personal problem to me.
Sounds like a bitch, yeah.
Yeah, she was a bitch. She didn't teach me anything. she was a bird photographer. So it was a math class, and she had photography of birds all her phone. Anyways. Anyways, I ended up getting my phone back from the principal. Because, you know, gay privileges. But they were – when I was growing up – no, I'm serious. In the small town I grew up in, I got away with so much shit, and I think it's because they were scared of, like, this kind of thing. Of, like, somebody saying the wrong thing to me, doing the wrong thing to me. And my brother had gone to school there earlier the 2 years prior. And he was, like, you know, star of the football team, like, real big macho guy. So everybody knew – him, you know what, yeah, I mean? So it was, yeah, a little bit more respected as far as like the teachers go. So I ended up getting my phone back, but I do think that when there should still be some sort of like, if you know, someone, you have to give your phone up, and maybe at the end of class or at the end of school, you go pick it up. But I don't think that they should just let them have their phones in school. Like, that should be detention. Or,
well, I think the rule, you know, is, Christian,
in school suspension.
These, I mean, so far as I know, but from what I've seen, like my niece, she was in high school and I've known her and everything. And she, their high school, as I recall, what they would do with phones there is that you could have your phone on you just like this girl did in this situation, but you couldn't use it in class. You couldn't take it out or whatever. You had to keep it in your pocket or your bag or whatever. And so I think that's a fair thing to say. I mean, if you're in class, you shouldn't have your phone out anyway. You should be paying attention to the teacher. And right. But between classes, they were allowed to use their phones. So right. don't you think that's a fair policy, right?
Yeah, that's fair. If I remember correctly, that's how it was
where you
then.
Were.
And okay. We, and you know, we had some teachers that were like, if, you know, be on your phones, whatever, just if anyone walks in, just tuck them away. But yeah. You know, there were some teachers that were stricter than others.
Well, right. I personally, you know, this is one reason that I've always had, I mean, ever since I was really young, I remember people who were in authority fucking me over one way or the other, and I always depended on them, I believed in them, and I looked up to them as authority figures, whether it was mm-hmm. a teacher or a cop or whatever, when I was young, and almost always, somehow, they betrayed my trust in them. And so, that's one reason I have such a horrible anti-authority bent to me, is that I really just don't trust cops or people in authority, because most of the time, they're just people. I mean, they're just people, and they have their own opinions and their own beliefs and everything. So this is one reason when something like this happens, with a cop, you're supposed to be able to trust to protect and serve or whatever, right? That bullshit. Because I think he was an actual cop. I don't think he was just a
He
wasn't just like a security guard. Protect and serve. This is not what his job is, to do this to this girl. That's not protecting and serving. And so I find this to be just another example of another cop going fucking ballistic. Like, the good thing is she didn't get fucking shot or killed. That's the good thing.
Yes, thank God to that.
I mean, if you pulled out a fucking gun, that'd be a different story.
Yeah, really quickly, I do think it is important to say that this particular police officer was known around the school for under the nickname The Hulk, and yes. was known for being very aggressive.
Yes.
And actually was sued a few years ago by a couple for, like, I can't think of the technical
assault
word. Basically, yeah. And he actually won, but... I mean, if this person's known for it, why are you working in a school, you know?
Exactly.
Yep.
But what was their intention in bringing the police officer in?
To get her to give up their phone.
But what's he going to do?
Get the
phone. I mean, clearly, what's he going to do? But I mean, like, if he can't slam her across the room, like, what is it? He's going to give her fucking take it, like, I don't like, I don't
I
know.
Think
like,
that
we was didn't have police officers when I was in school, so
me
I
either
don't.
Not until the year after I left. I think that was actually the last resort they had. No, of course they did not intend for that to happen. It just did because he was an idiot and an asshole, but whatever. That it's a horrible story anyway,
but teachers will try to push. I'm we're not gonna stay on this topic too long, but I remember I was in high school and there was a teacher. I was just in a bad mood one day, and my math teacher just kept fucking with me.
Yes.
And she just like, and it was, she was explaining something I didn't understand, and she just kept, now there's plenty of people in the room, she just constantly called my name over, and it's like, Jason, what is it, the answer to this? And I didn't say anything, and then she would just keep calling, and then finally, after like the sixth time of calling my name, I was like, bitch, I don't fucking know.
Oh shit.
And then I got suspended from school.
Oh, you got suspended?
Yeah, because I did. I said it to her as loud as I could in the fucking classroom. And I was relatively a good student. I was like honor roll and everything. But that day I was just like,
that's
bitch,
what I was talking
I
about.
Don't fucking know.
That's the thing. And a lot of people, teachers especially, will act as if kids are not human. Like, they don't have any kind of feelings or anything. And, like, they just treat you like some piece of dirt or something. And then expect you not to respond. And, of course, you should you know, respect your elders and not bullshit mm-hmm. the teachers and stuff. But yeah. You can only be pushed so far. Everybody
that was
has
the only
a
time
limit.
I've been suspended ever from school in 12 years.
I never got suspended, but I sure
me either. I was a perfect... student.
You were an angel, right?
Mm-hmm. They thought I was always an angel in high school. I mean, that's what they thought. But when I got home, it was a different story. But anyway, out of school. Yeah. Rihanna, record label.
So this is for the listeners because I really don't give a shit. But so Rihanna earlier this year put out three singles, the one with Kanye West, Paul McCartney, and then another one called American Oxygen, and then of course Bitch Better Have My Money. So this was in the spring, and you know the typical run of an artist is they release a single in the following month or within 3 months they release an album. Well, in this case, that is not the case. Originally, Rihanna was putting out her album and she had released the first single for it. And she had done all these interviews saying that, you know, this album I created, you know, real music and I wanted it to be timeless. But, you know, we don't really like Rihanna for that. So, of course, it didn't do as well as Rihanna typically does. So they kind of pumped the brakes a little bit and worked on the album a little bit more. And it was supposed to she was supposed to get into a promotional campaign here in the next few weeks, performing a new single at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show and doing interviews, magazines, kind of thing. Well, now she's pulled out of the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, and there are rumors that the record label is scared that if they release a single now, they'll be pit up against Adele, whose album is supposed to be released within the next 2 months, and will have to release an album around the same time hers is. So there's a lot of speculation. Is it true? Is it not? Why does the album keep getting pushed back? Fans are really upset because they've been promised this music for almost over a year now, and Rihanna's just saying it's just not done yet. And her father said in an interview with The Sun that she's not happy with the music, and clearly, you know, that's the case. Do you think an artist should be rushed like this, or do you think they should care about promotional things, or should it just be about the music? Do you care? What do you guys think?
I am an artist, and not that kind of artist, but I mean, I have fine arts degrees and things like that. And so I know about art. And so I know one thing is, anytime I was doing anything within art, whether it's painting or whether it's creating music or whatever I was doing, you can't be rushed to do something like that and expect it to be a good job. To me personally, whether it's writing or whatever I'm doing, you have to. For me, I don't know. Everybody's the same way. I don't have any discipline when it comes to that shit. I have to be in the mood and inspiration has to strike me. And if I don't, I end up putting out shit. And so I think it's the same way with a female artist or a male artist who's a record or a singer. If they're put under pressure just to perform and just to create something that they're expected to create rather than what they actually feel passionate about, of course it's going to be shit. So I think it's wrong. Yeah. I think it's wrong. What about you, Jason?
I agree. I mean, if they want to, you know, take the time with the album and make sure it is a success, I would say go for it. But at the same time, with me, I'm not planning on buying the album, so I could really care less.
Who did we just talk about last week or a week or two ago who ditched the whole album? It was Gwen Stefani, right?
Yeah, Gwen Stefani scrapped her whole album.
Yeah, because she felt it. Yeah, so she was in a different place and wanted to do something different. So I admire that. I admire that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just my thing on it. I don't plan on buying the album. I'm not a Rihanna fan like that. She has some cute songs, but I could really care less if the album even comes out, period. But my thing is, I mean, do what you need to do as an artist to make sure it gets done and make sure it's done right, so you won't go back with any regrets and that type of thing. But I will say, I thought it was really funny that she had Paul McCartney on this song 4 or 5 seconds, and half of people under the age 18 didn't even know who the hell
he
was.
No.
So yeah.
Well, because she was trying to establish herself as a real artist. That's why the music, that song and American Oxygen, they're like real songs. You know what I mean? They're not like twerk music.
Right.
But that's not what we'd like Rihanna for. You know what I mean? We don't like Rihanna because she can sing because that's not why we like
and that
her.
Would piss me off.
We know
that
you play little twerk songs. We like to see the stripper slide up and down the pole. That's what you know.
I'm sorry, that's but that's unfair. That is so unfair, y'all, to her. I'm sorry. You know, don't like her, whatever. And I don't really care about her one way or the other either. I'm completely apathetic about her. But if you're an artist, you should be able to create what the fuck you want and put that out. And if you don't fucking like it, fuck you. That's what I say.
Well, clearly that's not their mindset, because they won't release the damn music because it's not selling.
It's a business.
So clearly they're concerned about that.
I know they're concerned, but my point is to say that we don't know Rihanna for this. We don't know Rihanna for this. We want Rihanna to do what we like her to do. She's not a fucking like circus animal. She is an artist trying to create something and say something, whether it's something you agree with or not, whether you like it or not. So that's what I'm trying to say is, as an artist, for them to actually be slaves to the label or to marketing or whatever, to me, that would fucking piss me off, and I could never do that.
But also, as an artist, when you're signed to a label, you're kind of like at their mercy.
And that's why you do the 5-6 records, whatever you've signed to do. And when you've done that shit, you go on and on your own and do what you fucking want. That's the way you do it these days.
But that's what most people do. But we think Rihanna would do that. No, Rihanna's not gonna go to an independent label become independent where she can just go and do her own thing. And
well, I'm not saying she would. I'm just saying that it makes more sense to me. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying it's kind of like paying your dues to do what the label wants, make the money, and do the poppy music or whatever, and then eventually you get to do what the fuck you want. So I'm just saying, eventually you get to a point in your career, and this isn't anyone's career, where you have to pay your dues, and then you get to do what you want, how you want to do it. And whether you want to suffer the consequences financially or not is up to you, but that's just my opinion.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But the realistic thing is that the fans, you know, aren't latching onto the music, and ultimately that's what's setting this album back, out of fear of poor sales.
Right.
Exactly. And so, I agree, and I see where Christian's coming from, because Rihanna has had this particular sound for so long. Exactly. And now she's trying to change it up.
Yeah.
And trying to do
people are expecting something
real
from her
music.
Yeah, I understand.
And the fans just aren't in, they're just not like, no, this is not what we know Rihanna for. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, at the same, one part of me is like, as an artist, do what you feel is right, mm-hmm. because this is, you know, this is your name on it. This is your brand. But at the same, and if you expect, you know, lower record sales because you want to do your own thing, that's fine. Or just say, you know, try to get as much money as possible, do all the promotion, and keep coming out with shit that you really don't want to do anymore, but you know the fans are going to like and make millions. It's like a 50-50
thing. One of the things one of the professors told me in art school was that that art is 10 parts art or design or whatever, and 90 parts commerce. So it's the same way with records. I mean, it's a business. So you've got to kind of pander to people if you want to make sales. But for me, whenever I do something, I do it because I want to do it. I don't give a shit, but that's just me. Chipotle has got some kind of E. coli problem, you were saying?
E. coli! Yeah. Which, isn't E. coli? I thought that was from like raw chicken or
it's
something.
Like from shit. No, that's salmonella.
Yeah.
E. coli is probably from cow poop or whatever. Cow poop.
Yeah, Chipotle has caught E. coli up on the Northwest Chicago, Seattle, Portland front. They've closed down, I believe, like 43 stores, but only a handful of cases, 6 cases, have been found from their food containing E. coli within that region.
Now, this is only the Northwest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
so
Chipotle
does
fans?
This deter you guys from still going to Chipotle this week, or do you think it's just like a
I like Chipotle. Kind of I really love their food, but I don't go that often. I go maybe 2 or 3 times a year. That's probably it. Yeah.
Well, you don't live in my neighborhood, because
there's one right down the street, but
days. This Chipotle next to me stays packed, at least 15 people deep.
The one ever by where you live?
Yeah, in Addison, Vitruvian Park.
Is there one in Vitruvian Park?
I just told everybody where I live.
I know. I was trying not to say that.
In Addison.
Oh, it's on Beltline. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the one over there does. Yeah, the one over there is always busy. That's true. No, I'm not saying it's not good. It's delicious. I'm just saying I don't go that often. It's just not like a place. If they had drive-thru, because I'm a fucking lazy ass, I probably would go more often. But they don't.
Yeah, I always think it's funny when people call Chipotle fast food, just because I don't think of it as that.
It really isn't fast food, because it's really whole food.
I had a friend just eat Chipotle like the other day. It's not going to turn me from going. I'm still going to go, because it's just an isolated incident.
Right.
Now, if it became like a nationwide thing, I would stop.
Sure.
But it's just mainly mainly in the Northwest. It's not.
Well, you know
stop.
Why that is, because the most of their food, it comes from locally sourced places now.
Yeah.
So that's exactly. why it's just up there probably. What about Texas drivers? Did you want to say, Jason?
They're assholes. That's all.
Okay.
So I was driving home because I'm trying to get home to do the show, right?
Yes.
So I'm going down Highway 75.
Uh-huh.
Central. And, you know, I'm in the far left lane where people tend to go a little bit faster. The speed limit is 70. I'm doing about 80.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, this bitch in this Honda Accord comes and gets over. Like, I'm already going a good rate of speed. She gets in front of me. And then slows out, and then the bitch throws on brakes. Now, you see me coming. Why would you do that? And then she throwing brakes hard to the point where I almost rear-ended this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm thinking to myself, and then she go try to get back in the other lane. And then mm-hmm. she does it extremely slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to put on my high beams. And I laid on that fucking horn for like 20 seconds. I was like, bitch, if you don't get the... I was so furious with this woman. I was like, if you don't get the... that was one moment where for a moment I was like, I'm willing to wreck my car just to prove a point. Like, I was like, you want to do this, bitch?
I'm you
like,
you already wrecked fun. It.
Do what now?
You already wrecked it.
Well, it's fine. I'm only going to have it for like another 2 days.
Yeah,
I'm already over it, so I'm giving me another car anyway.
That's so weird.
Jason, you got all the car drama.
That's so weird, though. You know why, Jason? Because it was a long time ago. But 1995, I was driving south on 75, which was it was only four lanes then, by the way, or six lanes. Anyway, and going to SMU, where I was going to school, and I was going south, and it was at night, and this fucking cab driver was pulling and weaving in and out of traffic and everything else, and he almost hit me, sideswiped me. He was on a CB or something, and I was like, fucker, and then he had his brights on and shit, and behind me at first. Then he pulls out and he gets beside me, and I give him a dirty look, and I try to speed up past him, and he speeds up in front of me, he gets in front of me, and he slams on his fucking brakes, trying to make me, you know, hit him from behind. And I didn't hit him, but I got his fucking call this number if you don't like my driving or whatever, and I called that number. Of course, nothing ever happened, but you know, I mean, but these
well,
people,
not that you know,
I mean. No, but I'm just saying, I understand how you felt because that I felt like I just wanted exactly. I know
and then
the
thing, the fucked up part about it, she did a double take. She saw me coming, and she was about to get over, and then she changed her mind, and then she changed her mind again and got in front of me. So it's like, bitch, what you did was premeditated.
Exactly.
Like you thought this through before you got over.
I think everybody needs to have a go cam.
Then you have the nerve to slow down. I'm like, bitch, please. So to the bitch that cut me off on 75 and Stacy, I hope you chuck on the fucking bone tonight.
Oh, see, I've watched too many Lifetime movies. I don't be acting up in traffic because next thing I know, I'm murdered.
I know. It's
I
true.
I acted up in traffic one time, got my ass a big gulp thrown at me, chased down the highway, and after that, I ain't ever acted up in traffic again.
I just want to choke on a bone. I don't want her to die, but if it happens, that may be convenient for me, too.
Last thing, real quick, Abby Lee Miller files not guilty in bankruptcy fraud case.
Yeah, I actually was kind of surprised I hadn't heard about this. I'm assuming she filed bankruptcy, and they're saying that it's fraud because they found $700,000 hiding in a bank account and from various TV appearances and gigs and things like that, and which she's saying that she had no clue this money was set aside. And, you know, she has a financial team and blah, 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 blah. So they're going to trial for this. So this actually should be an interesting story to follow over the next few months as they go to trial and Abby Lee Miller fights to not go to jail for 30 years.
Wow. She's a fucking bitch anyway, so I don't give a fuck if she goes to jail personally. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just, these reality stars and their financial things, it's just,
it's stupid.
It's so crazy. Like in 5 years, you could go from just being a normal person to like, you know, fighting for your freedom over money, you know?
Yeah, like exactly. Teresa Giudice or whatever.
Well, yeah, I think she's about to get out and her husband's about to go in.
She's
going
to get out in December and her husband goes in for 5 years or whatever.
Yeah. Do you think that they're going to, no, like 9 years because he has
nine.
He has two different things that he has to go in for in the first five. And then he lied and he said he was his twin brother the IRS office or something.
And I heard about that, but I thought it was only 5 years. They must have extended it or something.
They must have, yeah.
It's because there's two different things that he was being sued for. The first was the fraud, and then the second was because he was using his brother, his twin brother's driver's license.
He's just kind of gross anyway.
His license was suspended. Yeah. So do you think that they're going to get a divorce whenever he goes in? Like what do you think?
No.
She should be getting a divorce, but she's the kind of woman who's going to say, I'm going to stand by my man.
So, because I think she's the type of woman, second she gets out and she's, chasing the fame again, because she's always been fame hungry.
Oh, yeah.
The second she gets the taste of that fame again, those lights turn on and she's filling her oats. And next thing she knows, you know, all these rich men are trying to talk to her. Woo!
I don't think she's that strong.
I don't think she's
going
to
leave her
husband. She's not strong enough to do that. And she believes in family and all that bullshit. Which is good. But I'm just saying it's so important to her that she would stay. She stayed married to him when she knows, and we all know, that this man has cheated on her over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it's even been caught on the show a couple of times. Not literally in the act, but I mean talking to girls and things like that. So, I mean, she stayed with him through that. So why would she leave now? I mean, he stayed with her while she was in jail. Not that he had much of a choice.
Because now she's been in jail and she knows that life is worth living.
Or she's a lesbian now, one or the other. Anyway.
One more thing before we go.
Yeah.
Housewives of Atlanta starts this Sunday.
Yes.
And they're bringing back NeNe.
Yes, the end of the season. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, NeNe definitely is good for the show. That's all I can say about that. She's good for the show, even though she's.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bit of a bitch.
Even though I like season, I like season one and season two, NeNe.
She was ratchet, NeNe. Then,
yeah, that's how I liked it because she was real
she
and
was
ratchet.
All herself.
But now she's like, you know, she thinks she's too good for everything.
I know it's so true. It's annoying as fuck. By the way, if you want to catch more about Gay XYZ show, you can go to gayxyz.com. You can find me, Donovan, at theofflimitsshow.com. Excuse me, offlimitsshow.com or on Twitter, offlimitsshow. And Christian, you can find at
Christian Craven on Instagram and Twitter, and Craven Time on Snapchat.
And Jason.
He got all sexy with it.
He tried to.
Well, because Donovan said last time that whenever I say he bops his head all sassy. So this time I'm just giving a little something, you know, a little something to work with.
You can follow me on Twitter. It's Jason B. Like. It's Jason _ B B E _ Like.
Yes. And you can also follow us on or subscribe to the iTunes podcast on iTunes. Be sure to do that if you like. Also, if you go to Spreaker.com, you can find all of our shows there. And be sure to subscribe there as well. So we will see you all next Tuesday for another show of Gay XYZ. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. Good night.
Bye, guys.
Have a good night.